Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts, podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
It was all lies. It was all lies, Michael. The intro said, with my band of merry castaways, but my band of merry castaways have abandoned me this morning. But I am joined by Michael DaCosta from Maritime Gloucester and Miranda Hazel. Do we pronounce the S?
Ashleen. It's completely non-phonetic. It's all right. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you for saving me.
Yes, no problem.
We're here to talk about this upcoming weekend. Gloucester's So Salty event. January 22nd, 23rd, from 1 to 4 p.m., basically organized by the Cape Ann Museum, and a bunch of community partners have jumped on. Miranda, would you like to take it from there and talk a little bit about what's going to be happening?
Absolutely, yeah. So here at the museum, we were trying our best to find ways to work with cultural organizations throughout Gloucester to make something fun in these cold winter months after the holidays are over, before the hope of spring starts to kick in. So here at the end of January, the Gloucester Cultural Council decided to do a live ice sculpture. And then the Cape Ann Museum will be having an ice sculpture here completed in advance. So we'll have an ice sculpture of The Gossips by Virginia Lee Dimitrios, that famous print, which is also on display at the museum. The Cape Ann Museum is free and open to the public both days from 1 to 4 p.m. And then we have partners up and down Main Street, including Michael DaCosta. So I can kick it over to Michael to talk about what they're doing down at Art Haven.
See, these are professionals right here. These are professional, like, conference people. Do you see how she just made that transition right there? That's because in the day of COVID, the age of COVID, like, you know, people that have these jobs are better than, like, production people at handing off. She just knew they went to throw to Michael.
I try. We gotta lift our partners up here. Work together.
So, Michael, what's gonna be happening? What's your end of the bargain?
So, actually, we were happy to join up when Miranda came up with this idea. She's being very modest, and it was a great idea. Celebrating the sea, celebrating our salty nature, it just all clicked together and came natural. So a group of us got together a couple times now, try to see what we come up with. A lot of great ideas. This is a super creative town. Putting together a day, 2 days worth of, fun events for the community was the goal, and I think we succeeded. We'll go through some of them later. But, yeah, for Maritime Gloucester, we're excited to be part of the partnership, and really excited to be keeping the focus on downtown right now. So we're gonna take our show up to Art Haven. Tracy over at Art Haven is collaborating with us. They're gonna do buoy pickup and be open for that all day, and we're gonna be doing fish prints in the Art Haven space. So from 1 to 4, it's gonna be a nice little afternoon stop for people as they go to all these other different places. A lot of outdoor events, which is great. A lot of things for people to do outside, and the indoor events are all going to be, spaced out very nicely as well. So running the full length of downtown and looking forward to seeing what happens. Right, Miranda?
Absolutely.
Well, it's interesting. Was this spawned by Salem? Did they call themselves So Sweet or something? Like, what was the impetus for this?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the Cape Ann Museum and the Gloucester Cultural Council were simultaneously thinking, what can we do outside in January that's fun, that we can still do, even if there's a COVID surge? Of course, we were thinking about this back in November, October, and unfortunately, it came to be true.
But the COVID numbers are down.
They are down.
Yes.
Yeah.
The COVID numbers are down.
So yeah, let's put that, you can just like trumpet that throughout the town. Absolutely.
There's hope, yes, yes. No, honestly, if you, I can find the graph too. Like the graph of the poop is way down. So,
we're ready.
Yeah.
This whole thing did spawn out of an idea from Salem and our friends down at the Salem Main Business Streets Association. They've done Salem So Sweet over Valentine's Day weekend for 20 years. And they do ice sculpture, chocolate. It's a big effort to get tourism in downtown Salem again in kind of these off-season months. And so we were thinking, well, if we're doing ice sculptures as well, can we build on our partners down and create kind of a friendly rivalry between the two cities and do Gloucester So Salty, which happens to be 2 weeks before Salem So Sweet, up here, and hopefully try and get it rolling. We obviously had a lot of ideas that we aren't able to pull off this year because of the COVID surge. We're thinking about getting restaurants more involved and doing music and getting people to sing sea shanties down on the streets. If anybody starts wandering around singing sea shanties, I'll be thrilled, just putting that out there. But we don't have coordinated performers this year. So we're hoping this sets the foundation and then we can keep it rolling like our partners down at Salem have.
That's a personal challenge for you.
It is.
Michael, are you stirring something up, Michael? You know,
I'm starting to, Joey, I want you to bring it. I want you to bring your sweet, sweet voice to the salty, salty event, and I want you
Please
to bring
do.
It.
Please.
I've had my run-ins with the sea shanty people, so let's not scrape off the scabs of the old wounds. I love the shanty people. They're very special. As a matter of fact, our friend Eric Gordon was in earlier, and he said that there's a big sale on Carhartt overalls. That I could get some and pretend to be an authentic schooner guy.
There you
go. With my lack of skills altogether. You know, the funny thing about being on the Captain Joe and Sons, I've been here since I was 9 years old. I'm 54 years old now. And I just bought my first boat like 2 years ago. My wife and I just bought my first boat. Everybody thinks because my username is Captain Joe, because the name of the business is Captain Joe's, that I'm this like very nautical person, very salty nautical person. And like out on a boat, I'm really kind of a novice. And I think it's jarring for a lot of people that just assume that I'm like this really nautical guy. But Gloucester has a lot of people that actually just really uphold these traditions. Like, and a lot of them, emanate and carry the traditions at Cape Ann Museum and Maritime Gloucester. As a matter of fact, Miranda, I'd like to go back to one thing. The next couple of days, it's free at Cape Ann Museum?
It is. 1 to 4, free admission for everyone who stops by. This is part of our community engagement initiative, so we just want as many people to walk through these doors and see the amazing things in this building as possible.
So one of my best friends, a member of the Gloucester cast, Chris McCarthy, last night we were having a conversation that how it came up was I was talking about we were going to have this podcast today, and he reiterated that he's lived here for 3 or 4 years now, and he reiterated that he hadn't been in the Cape Ann Museum, and I told him, and this is a recurring thing that I probably say 3 or 4 times a year on the podcast, that like it is an incredible treasure, and it may not be as big as the Peabody Essex Museum, but it's so many cool things. And I think a lot of local people, and Chris isn't a native to Gloucester, but I think there are a lot of people like me that, when you're coming up in school, I'm not sure what grade it is, but like everybody kind of rolls through. Like I don't know if it's grade school or middle school. Everybody rolls through Cape Ann Museum. And then for a lot of like townies, it goes off of their radar and they don't go in. And I don't think that they realize how like what my visions of it was when I was probably 10 years old or whatever it was the first time, to when I went there for the first time when I started up the blog like 13 years ago, it's incredible. And to be able to go there for zero in the middle of the winter when nothing else is going on, it's a perfect opportunity to get down there and to see everything. I'm going to tell him. If he doesn't go,
he's got no reason not to.
Yep. It's a no excuses weekend, let me tell you.
That's, yep. Right. That's our next slogan for Gloucester So Salty, yep. Michael.
There you go. You have 2 days, and you have no reason not to spend one of them in the Cape End. And you could spend one of them in the Cape End Museum. There's so much to see there. They've done so many new things, new initiatives. It would be a tragedy, Joey.
I care about the sea shanty things, because I'm not necessarily into the sea shanties, and I'm not necessarily into like the seaweed swim kind of thing. But like the museum, and like to go there for zero, it is just like there are. Miranda, can you note off some of the artists that you have, like paintings hanging in there, some of the artifacts, and on the other thing is the big glass, the big lens that.
Yep, we've got the Fresnel lens. Yeah, we actually just had, we're doing a new initiative called First Friday Art After Hours, and we're bringing in contemporary artists to interact with the galleries in new ways. So we had Sarah Swift, who's also a partner on Gloucester So Salty for Magma. They're doing they're calling it the Salt Shaker Dance Party on Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. But she came in with Steve Lacey, a local musician, and they recorded music in front of a bunch of our pieces right now, including the Fresnel lens. So that's on display, and it's lit up really beautifully. It's really fun to walk around and interact with. We have.
Can you explain what the Fresnel lens is, just so people can get an idea of the magnitude of it, because it's something else.
Yeah, I mean, it's made of, gosh, you're going to show that I'm not in curatorial, but it's made of hundreds of pieces of sculpted glass. Which were put together in one of the early lighthouses on Thatcher Island. And so there were two lighthouses there. One of them actually got toppled into the sea when they replaced it with a new modern lens, but the other one was saved and brought to the museum so that it could be displayed. And it's one of those objects which you find all over Gloucester. You find in the collections down at Maritime Gloucester as well. You find at the Judith Sargent Murray House of objects that are really utilitarian. That was their purpose. Their purpose was to help the fishing industry. Their purpose was to help the granite industry. We have a huge granite display downstairs. But when you take them out of that context, you think, wow, the engineering behind this, the artistry behind this, like that Fresnel lens looks like a contemporary art sculpture. And then you realize that it was designed so that light could be seen hundreds of miles out at sea. And create safety for the fishermen coming into shore. And that's one of my favorite things here, and it's what we're hoping to highlight with this event, is just the layers of stories. So you go to the Peabody Essex Museum, you go to the MFA, there's beautiful artwork, there's a lot of history from a really broad lens. But what's so special about these local museums, including Maritime Gloucester and the Cape Ann Museum, is that this is local history. I mean, I've been in Gloucester for 2 years. I've worked at the Cape Ann Museum for a year, and at least once a week, somebody comes in and says, oh, that's my brother, that's my great grandpa, that's my sister's husband's niece, that's my, you know, like the level of personal connection and pride. I would say anybody who's grown up in Gloucester and hasn't been here in grade school, they will find part of their story on these walls. Yeah. And that's what we're hoping to let them know through this event.
Oh, I agree. It's amazing. Like I said, I mean, I feel like a broken record, just skipping over and back, going back to think. This is a tremendous opportunity to go there. And if you haven't, and you're looking for something to do, if you have something that you already have planned, cancel it and go here. That's how good of that. You know what I mean? This is great, great.
No excuses.
Yeah, we've got lots of local businesses jumping in too, which will be good. So we're hoping to get people up and down the street. I know Cape Ann Olive Oil is offering $1 off of their sea salt. Dogtown Books is creating salty poetry snippets, and we're actually going to get the Cape Ann Museum Teen Arts Council to chalk it on the sidewalks. So if you're wandering around and there's a salty poetry sentence on the street in front of you, that came from our Teen Arts Council members. And the Gloucester Bookstore is offering 10% off of their nautical themed books. So we're really hoping that more and more people will get engaged and get some life flowing down this main street in January.
I love it. I love it.
The cool, it's so great how, you know, Miranda and the rest of the partners got together and made this. I mean, think of what you would do on a weekend. You know, there really is something for everyone. And I know that's a phrase everyone always says, but I mean, think about it. If you like shopping, we got it. If you like eating, we got it. If you like, art, we have it. If you like public art, we have that. If you want to do some crafts, we have that. If you want to do some dancing, we have that. You know, it goes on, and it's just great. There's probably nothing that you could do in Gloucester that isn't enhanced by someone doing something this weekend. And it's just really great.
It's fantastic. Oh, I haven't put the link up, but I'm going to put the link right now.
Perfect. Yeah, we're updating that all weekend with the list of events. And it's shifted a lot. I mean, we're not having a big in-person gathering. We're hoping that this will be an annual event next year. We might do things like a polar plunge. We might do a parade with salt trucks. We have all these crazy ideas. But this year, we're trying to do things that are safe, that people can do at their own meter, wandering around. So we definitely hope people stop by and try it out and help us grow it year over year.
Oh, there you go. There's the link right there. I also put the link in the comments, and there's a post on Good Morning Gloucester that's going live at 10 a.m. that'll have this link as well. Do you want to do a rundown, or just do you guys want to do the rundown? Because I have this list here for the Cape Ann Museum and the partner offerings, but it may be a little old, and you can go over.
I think something. I updated it yesterday, so you go for it.
Okay. Take a selfie with a nurse. What's that? What's that, Mike?
It said run it down, Joey.
Here we go. Take a selfie with an ice sculpture inspired by Virginia Lee Demetrios, the gossips in the Cape Ann Museum courtyard. Free admission both Saturday and Sunday to view seaworthy content in the galleries. Create a free salty watercolor in the Cape Ann Museum studio. On exhibit in the Cape Ann Museum library and archives will be materials pertaining to the history of Cape Pond Ice Company, containing photographs, maps, artifacts, patents, and more. It might just be the coolest exhibit around. Mug up, save 10% on Cape Ann Museum signature Little House and Sea Serpent mugs, and warm up with a complimentary hot chocolate at the Cape Ann Museum store. I might just go for the complimentary hot chocolate, and I might bring a little nip of peppermint schnapps to put in there, but I won't say that out loud.
We won't say anything.
Stop by and participating businesses to write your own gratitude gossip, something positive that you'd like to spread around the community, and bring it to the ice sculpture at the Cape Ann Museum. That's in the courtyard, right?
Yep.
Okay. Partner offerings, live ice sculpting with brilliant ice presented by the Gloucester Cultural Council at the I-4C2 lot next to the Gloucester House from 2 to 4 p.m. on January 22nd. Free art activities and buoy pickup from the Lobster Trap Tree at Art Haven. The Salt Shaker, a free drop-in dance workshop. Circle this one. From 3 to 4 p.m. on January 22nd and January 23rd at Movements Art Gloucester, Mass. Magma, that's upstairs in the Browns Mall.
Yep.
I don't know if they call it still the Browns Mall. I think so, though. Right upstairs, basically from Breakwater Pokey.
Yeah, and there's an entrance on Pleasant Street right between Art Haven and the museum. So you can just walk right down the street.
And there's a sign that says Magma. So look for the sign that says Magma. The Sea Between, end of the day on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the I-4C2 lot to release some tension in this salty gathering. Search on the sidewalk for snippets of salty poetry from Dogtown Books and write your own poetry with chalk. Stop by Charles Fine Art Gallery to see a salty silkscreen and other seaworthy content. 10% off nautical themed books at the bookstore Gloucester. $1 off sea salt at Cape Ann all. Any business, community group, or institution that is inspired to share its salty Gloucester character is welcome to add its own event. So this is ongoing. If you want to jump in right now, how would they just contact you?
Yeah, they shoot me an email at education@capeandmuseum.org. But also, if there's a business downtown, I'm still waiting for Jalapenos to offer salt rim margaritas. Just saying. Oh, I would absolutely go at the end of the event. But no, any business, any local person, if you want to dress up as a pirate or as Howard Blackburn and wander the streets singing sea shanties, if you want to come out and you know, bring your own artwork out, any plein air painters who want to do a Frozen Fingers painting, they can come out. But our goal is really that we got the ball rolling with this partnership, but we want people to jump in and bring it along. Gloucester never needs somebody to push it very hard to do something, I think. Yep. So we're hoping that this will just get people's ideas flowing.
I think it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. The city is a stage. And I imagine, when is the big centennial thing that's coming up? When is that? Is that next year?
It's next year, 2023.
Have you guys been contacted about working on stuff for that already?
Absolutely.
Both partner organizations. Karen Tibbetts coordinating the waterfront and harbors. There's going to be a Laura Ventimiglia, and the Tri-Chairs have come up with a great series of events that are going to be announced throughout the year. It's going to be quite a year.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot of the same, people, just like you two. And there are plenty of others, the art havens of the city, and there's countless ones that always step up and provide so much texture to the city. Like I spent some time in Hamilton, and there's a lot of very nice people in Hamilton. The amount of stuff that happens in Gloucester, the cultural stuff that happens in Gloucester, you can't put a price tag on. It's such a special place, and what you two do and the other partners, because these are the same people you hear all the time that are doing the stuff that makes this town such a special place. There can't be enough kudos for everything that you guys give time and energy to make this town the best that it is, and make so many people love it so much. So thank you so much. Anything you guys want to add in closing?
I would actually just say in that mindset, this all grew out of Culture Splash from last year. So that's when Michael and I met, because I was new to Gloucester, and it is the same group of people sitting on the same Zoom calls trying to come up with things in the winter and the summer. So we'll be doing that again probably this summer, and trying to have concerts and free art activities every week in Gloucester, or very often in Gloucester. But we appreciate always working with people and bringing folks into downtown Gloucester and into our institutions to learn a little bit more about this awesome place.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks so much. With big news, 411, come get the scoop. Wake up with Joe and the rest of his crew. Good morning, Gloucester, to you. Oh, it's good morning, Gloucester, to you. I say good morning, Gloucester, to you.
Good morning, Gloucester, from over the bridge. OT.